was a post of all of these cosplayers as different Disney princesses dressed in the Leia, mm-hmm. What is it called now? The Hutt Slayer?
The metal bikini.
Yes. Yeah. But they all were the different princesses as them. So it was like the, like Elsa and Belle, and like it was so well done. And you were the Elsa in that photo.
I was the Elsa in that photo. Yeah.
And I, being in the Frozen family, was like looking at this and I was like, why does she not work here? Because she looks so good. Who is this girl? Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the DeLulu Canoe Podcast. Woo! Woo! Joining me today in the canoe is Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
What up? How are you doing,
bro? Dude, it's January. I'm feeling good. I'm crushing my goals.
Yeah.
I only ate like 4 chips at intermission today. Yeah. So I'm doing better than the whole bag. So
nice.
Doing great. How about you? How's January treating you so far?
So far, so good. I'm loving it. Loving everything that's happening and what's going to happen. And I can't wait for it to happen.
I love that. It's vague, but it's also very specific. We
exactly,
love it.
Exactly.
But we have joining us today a very special guest. Just because we love her, she's spooky and spectacular. We have joining us Ashlyn Day.
Hi. What's up, guys?
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I'm loving this vibe you have going on.
Thank you.
It's like gothic, but like casual gothic.
You know, I didn't want to go too crazy. I feel like every time I end up somewhere, I'm like overdressed by like 3 levels.
Really?
Yeah.
But so, this is LA.
I know, but I feel like I'm always just like so much, giving so much more than I
need
to.
I can relate to that sometimes.
So I try to keep a little casual sometimes, really? Especially when I'm just like hanging out with friends.
See, like, I aim to be the most overdressed person at the event because I just don't care. Because in LA, like, you could show up in a paper ass bag, paper butt bag, and no one would blink an eye. They'd just be like, yep, this is LA.
Yeah. I mean, it is way easier to get away with outlandish things here, which is when I have the opportunity to do that, I definitely take advantage of it.
Like, don't even get me started on the Midwest. You wear like a bright color and everyone's like, okay, girl. Like, someone wants attention.
I could never. Oh, no.
You could never wear pink?
Oh, no. No, no, never.
Oh, my gosh. You're the Elfie to my Glinda.
I am. And I am
I
too
love
wicked.
That. Wow. Okay, so I didn't know that you don't own anything pink, right?
I own no color
at all.
In my actual wardrobe, like in my actual closet, I have literally no color. It is all black. I only own black clothes
I'm
that I wear personally.
Literally tearing up at the thought. You have no, like, why am I crying over this? What?
I only recently got into color. Like,
what?
Like,
you too?
Like, 3 years during a pandemic. It's white t-shirts and purple.
Okay, but purple's a color.
I know, but I hate blue. You'll never catch me in blue.
What? You hate blue?
I don't like blue.
Aqua blue is like my favorite color.
I know.
I like teal, so
teal's,
yeah,
I'm a little bit offended by that too.
Teal is okay, but I couldn't wear it.
Okay,
I wouldn't wear it either.
I couldn't wear it, but white t-shirts, I got used to it. I'm like, all right, with my skin complexion and tattoos, my tattoos pop out. But
yeah,
everything from socks to underwear is either black or gray, and then t-shirts and pants. I have so many black pants, like, it's just ridiculous. But I love it. It's easy.
I really want to do a Dare Wears official episode with you where I dress like you for a week.
I mean, I'd love that. I think that would be delightful.
Because no one would, they'd be like, Dare, what happened?
Like, and I are you sad? Like,
she burned all my clothes that were colors. I almost want to take you into my closet and be like, sorry for your eyes. Oh my gosh, I love that.
Only black.
Which is so interesting, though, because in the lore of how I know you, I'm going to spill this tea really fast and then I have a question for you. I know you from, like, before you knew me when I worked at Walt Disney World, because I used to hang out in, like, well, let's just say how it is. I used to work for Walt Disney World Entertainment, so I was in, like, the back entertainment break rooms, and we all would sit around and talk, and, like, Instagram was, like, kind of doing its thing, but, like, not really. And there was a post of all of these cosplayers as different Disney princesses dressed in the Leia, what is it called now? The Hutt Slayer?
The metal bikini.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they all were the different princesses as them. So it was like the like Elsa and Belle, and like it was so well done. And you were the Elsa in that photo.
I was the Elsa in that photo. Yeah.
And I, being in the Frozen family, was like looking at this and I was like, why does she not work here? Because she looks so good. Who is this girl? And I don't think I followed you then because it was so hard to like connect the dots of people.
Yeah.
But I never would have guessed that you are a goth girly.
That it was. I was a goth girly the whole time. A secret goth girly.
You're like, yeah. It totally blew my mind. And I remember the first time we chatted, I was shook by it too.
A lot of people don't expect it because I do tend to do a lot of characters that obviously wear color. And of course, in my cosplay wardrobe, it's colorful because
it's different.
I do characters that wear things.
Right, right.
But my personal wardrobe is all black. So it's always very confusing when people see me like, you know, in a con, in a cosplay, and they're just like, yeah, that's a cosplay. And then I show up later to the afters or whatever in like full like goth like club wear. And they're like, what's happening?
They're like, wait,
who are you?
Why am I more intrigued? Like, that's such a good like, it's not like a marketing tactic, but kind of is like to get people to like come up to you and be like, I didn't see this coming.
I didn't really even think that this was a possibility.
Marketing tactics. I got you. Yeah. So when did you decide that your wardrobe would be all black? Or like when did you start wearing black and knowing that that was going to be your color scheme?
Goodness, I was probably 13.
Whoa!
Yeah. Yeah, I've been a goth for many years.
Whatever, aren't you like 21?
Oh, cute. Oh my god, I love you so much.
She's 22, guys.
Yeah, I'm like, actually, I'm almost 23. but yeah, no, since I was like 13, I told my dad one day, I was like, I'm gonna be a goth. Oh. And he was just like, okay, bro, bet, like, whatever. And I was like,
I'm doing it. I'm gonna dye my hair black.
I had black hair for like 10 years, like, wow. So long. Yeah. And yeah, I kept doing it. There was a time period when I worked in the fashion industry that I stopped being like super gothy.
Okay.
But like,
I always went back to it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I always tried something new and then you go back.
I just worked in such a casual environment. Mm. I worked for O'Neill. So it was just like surfers and like, just like, you know, chill vibes. And
interesting.
I was like, I could wear gray. And olive green, I guess. But I got rid of all those clothes after like a year.
You were like, I'm going to try this. And you're like, nope, no, in the trash. No, not my thing.
Got to go back to black.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I always pictured you with black hair. Like, that's not even a stretch because I see you as Vamp more than I don't. So I'm like, oh, yeah, you have black hair. And then I see you today and I'm like, no, you don't. No, I always forget that wigs.
It's orange, you know.
Wigs are a thing.
I did once upon a time have black hair.
Yeah, honestly, it wouldn't shock me at all. So you're 13, you tell your dad you're going to be a goth girl. Mm-hmm. Was this like the traditional, like what people say on TikTok, where it's like they thought it was a phase or I'd grow out of it and you're still in it? Is that kind of the trope?
They definitely were just like, she'll be done with this in like 2 years. And joke's on them, I'm not. I'm still here. Only black is my wardrobe, so.
Sends them a photo. Yeah. You're like, ta-da.
They know. I show up to every family function just purely in black, and they're always just like a little color every once in a while. I'm like,
I'm good. You're like, thanks.
Thank you.
Do you see your family often?
Like, I don't know, once a month or so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That is pretty often for LA. That's pretty often.
Well, they live in California. I was born and raised in California. So.
Did I know that? I think I knew that. And I'm just know. Okay.
I feel like so many people are not here, so like assuming the opposite, I don't think is unusual for people, you know?
I feel like everybody, like most people I know are not from here. Like they all moved here for career or for the theme parks, and I feel like that's kind of more normal.
Yeah, I feel like the ratio of people I know who were born here and stayed here and are still here is much smaller compared to the ratio of people I know who moved here.
Yeah.
Because I feel like every like person that I meet is like, I moved here from this place, and I'm like, cool.
You're like, nice.
I've been here forever.
See, I feel like you're the perfect example of, like, people say that California, like, LA people suck and that they're, like, rude and mean. And I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's all of us that, like, moved here. I think we suck. Like,
low-key, I feel like that sometimes. Not everybody. There are always exceptions to the rule. Like, you're pretty wonderful.
I mean, it sucks sometimes. We all suck sometimes.
We all suck sometimes. It's just life.
Yeah, I think it just depends. Obviously, like, everybody's different, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. But also, I do feel like every person I've met that lives here, like Chrissy is a great example. Mm. Super nice, wonderful, yeah. So helpful. And I'm like, I don't know how you could generalize and say that people from California suck.
I think people just want to be mad at something sometimes. You know? They were screwed over by one person in particular, and so they have to attribute all of the faults to everybody else.
That's like people with zodiac signs.
Yeah.
100 million percent where it's like, oh, I can't date a Gemini because blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I don't think they're all the same, but okay.
No.
Do you have is there like a sign that you feel like you don't vibrate well with?
Scorpios.
Okay, that's common, yeah.
Scorpios?
Yeah.
Not a big one. Not a big fan of those.
What's your star?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm a sensitive, sad baby.
Oh.
I cry about everything.
Yeah? Do you really?
Oh, I sure do.
Do you have, like, Cancer as one of your
No, Leo is my my rising, and then Libra is my what's the other one?
Falling
moon,
backwards.
Moon. Yeah, thing, it's the moon. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm a weird mix. I don't know.
That makes sense why I'm like a little intimidated by you, because I'm a Cancer, and Cancers and Leos either like work really well together, or Cancers are like, cool, you stay over there, Leo. I'm gonna hide way over here in the corner. But my mom's a Leo, so what does that really say about me? Just terrified of everyone. I learned that I'm like a triple Cancer. So like all of mine are Cancer. So people perceive me as one, I am one. And I feel like one, or I don't know what the third one is.
Yeah, I think it's like how you're like internal.
Yeah. So I cry too.
Yeah, I cry.
We cry together.
We can. That's delightful.
Yeah.
I've dated a Cancer for 12 years. They're cool people.
Yeah. They're very emotionally in touch with themselves and like empathetic.
Yeah.
Definitely.
My best friend's a Cancer. So.
Oh no way! Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Cancers.
Yeah,
Cancers are great.
I don't think I have any friends who are Cancers, though. Like, I feel like I'm kind of the Cancer of the friend group.
You know, it's okay.
Do you feel that way about being a Pisces?
I'm not the only Pisces in my friend group. I feel like a lot of the Pisces that I know are exactly the same.
Really?
Like, we all have the same exact, like, blueprint of, like,
how
we operate.
No way!
Yeah, so it makes everyone really easy. Like, it makes it really easy for everyone to, like, understand.
Get along with each other.
All of us, because we're all like, we do this the exact same way. Sorry. You're
like, oh, you do it like that? Me too.
I do it that way too. Sorry.
So you said you're emotional. What's the last time you've cried over something that was, like, kind of irrational to be crying over?
Oh, like, last night.
Oh, no! Not last night!
Last night!
Oh, no! I'm sorry!
No, it's not your fault.
Hopefully you weren't, like, stressed.
No. You know, it's just the Piscesness, you know? It's just, everything is just way overwhelming. And, like, it takes a second to take a step back and be like, oh, no, this is okay.
Oh, you're processing. Yeah, it's tough.
Know, just a sad baby.
I just cried for your wardrobe 2 minutes ago, so if that makes you feel any better. My eyes were literally watering.
If it will make you feel better, I will buy something pink just for you.
No. Don't disrupt your flow for the crier over here. No, I have no issue with people who, like, resonate with one color and, like, that's, like, their favorite thing. I just never thought that you wouldn't have, like, a single pink thing.
Not a single. Unless it's cosplay.
Your cat.
My cat.
Your cat's kind of pinkish.
He's like flesh color. he's like my same skin tone.
I don't know why I thought they were more pink toned, but yeah, I mean.
He's just a weird little beige baby.
Yeah, well, I get that. It's okay to be a little weird baby. It's all good. I get that.
Little Nikki dude.
Yeah. So what has been like your favorite, like, because you do have some colored cosplays, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. Is there a cosplay that you feel like is very different from you as a person, and it could be in like the color of the wardrobe or the wig, or is there a character that you don't think you ever would end up doing and you are?
Oh,
this is kind of deep. I'm going real deep here.
I don't know, like, if like I haven't cosplayed or one that I already have.
It could be one that you already have, but is there one on the horizon that you're like, ooh?
I don't know. I there's a lot of characters that I'm like, these are so exactly opposite of who I am normally that it is like kind of jarring. Like, like angel dust is pink.
Yeah,
everything and also a boy. So you know, it's stuff like that that I'm like, this is. I would literally never wear this in my daily life, but she's so cute.
Yeah.
Princess Peach is another one. It's like so pink and a blonde wig. And it's like, it is not me at all.
Yeah.
So like stuff like that, definitely.
So what attracted you to Angel Dust and Peach?
Well, Angel Dust was because I really liked his entire like storyline, his lore. Mm-hmm. I really appreciated that he was just like, he's just like a little like guy who's just trying to do his best, mm-hmm. and his job is similar to mine, so I felt like connected. And he's just, you know, he's just trying to get through it, and trying to make it the best he can. I love that little dude.
We also love Angel Dust.
You know, he's tall, and I like wearing giant platforms, so it really. Yeah. An excuse to do that.
And you're already tall, so it's, I'm like, oh, hey, Ash.
But Peach, I actually did Peach, but A, she's so cute, right? Like, I've always wanted to do her. She's adorable. But my friend did Bowser cosplay. Like, we were, like, wrestling versions of it.
Yeah.
And, so cool. And they were like, do you want to do this with me? And I was like, I do. I don't want to do this with me.
I will. I'll wear pink just for you.
Yes, I did. It's honestly the easiest way to get me to cosplay anything is to threaten me to hang out with me at the same time. Like, you have to be with me all the time in this costume. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm there.
You're like, I'll do it. I'll hang. You're cool.
It's the friendship. I just want the friendship.
See, I feel like for me, the biggest like leap of a character that I ever cosplayed was Samus because she's so serious. Like there's not a lot of like jokes with her character. It's just very like, I'm here to save the planet. But I think that's also like the thing about cosplay is it's the disassociation from the real, like paying bills and cleaning your toilet every day. And it's nice to like pretend that you maybe are saving the planet.
Yeah. So. It's a nice escape.
Different. Yeah.
It's also like so fun to get to dress up, right? Like,
yeah.
And like pretend to be somebody else for a little while because like life sucks sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's escapism and it's just fun to be like, I'm going to go run around a con floor and wear this awesome outfit for a couple hours. And
feel cool.
Yeah. Totally.
I look at it as, for me, amplifying my personality.
Oh, yeah.
There are only certain characters I cosplay, so it's like, I'm really specific on certain characters, but I feel like it's like a metaphor. It's like The Mask. Yeah. Remember the movie The Mask?
Yes.
He puts on the mask, it just brings out all of his inner stuff, feelings that he's like, he can't do really in public. That's what I feel like some of the cosplays I do.
So, yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I feel like that sometimes, too. Sometimes it's, like, pulling something inside of you out.
Yeah.
But then sometimes it's getting to be somebody else entirely.
Exactly.
It's fun. Yeah. It's a good time.
How did you fall into the cosplay community? Like, where is the lore starting from? Like, how did we get here?
So, about 10 years ago, I was in school for fashion design. I just started going to school for fashion design. I'd been sewing since I was 12.
Wow.
I did historical costuming before I did like cosplay. And then a friend of mine, who she was my best friend in high school, I love her to death, she was going to go to WonderCon. And I was like, oh, I want to go. I haven't been to it. I went to Anime Expo when I was still in Long Beach, like when I was really little.
Oh.
And that was my first like con ever, but I didn't cosplay because I was like a actual child. And so, you know, I was like just out of high school. Like just freshly out of high school, and she was like, I'm gonna like make a little like dress and like dress up, because like we were both sewers, so you know, we made things and wore them places all the time. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll do that, but you know what, maybe I'll make a costume because that might be fun. And and I made a Lady Loki cosplay, which I didn't know what cosplay was at the time. I went there with her and everyone was like, well, I love your cosplay. And I was like, what's a cosplay? I don't even know what that is. So I had to Google it when I got home, and I was like, oh, this is a cosplay. Okay, this is for me. I would like to keep doing it. So I just kept doing it and doing it and doing it, and I didn't stop.
That's so crazy that you went to your first cosplay like convention and you made your own outfit from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, you've never been an Amazon baddie.
No, you know, there's nothing wrong with buying costumes.
No, absolutely not.
I buy costumes sometimes, especially if it's just like a shoot that I'm like, I just want to, like, do this character and, like not worry about it. Like, I don't need it to be, like, an insane, like, project that I have to, like, use my brain. Like, yeah. I just want to be the character. It's cute. I just want to have fun. Mm-hmm. That is great. But it's always, for me, it's always been a little bit more about, like, the making of it and, like, the crafting and, like, the artistry behind, like, getting to choose all your own details and how it all fits. That's what I like to make them, but I don't make all of them, you know.
Yeah,
especially for some things that are just like, why would I make a t-shirt and jeans? This character wears a t-shirt and jeans. Why am I gonna make that? You know, it doesn't make sense. So.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense that if there's a more basic character that you're just like, I would like to have some sanity this week, so I'm just gonna add to cart and move on with my day. Yeah, I never would have guessed though that you started with your first convention making your own outfit, because at least the typical pipeline for cosplayers is like, friend mentions it, you go to the event, you usually don't wear something in your first con, and then all of a sudden the next one you buy something, or you bought something at the con and it's a headband or a sword or whatever, and it escalates so fast because it's just an addictive community.
Once you dip your toe in, you kind of start to just sink further and further into the madness.
The madness, but it's also like delightful at the same time. It's quite nice.
It's worth it. It's so fun.
Yeah.
But it does become all-consuming sometimes.
Oh my gosh. It's like every waking thought is like, all right, what's the next convention? What am I wearing? Mm-hmm. What have I not worn in my closet the last like couple of months? Mm-hmm. What do people miss? It is it's like a world in its own kind of bubble.
Yeah.
That like when you're in, there's no getting out. You're in.
Yeah, you're stuck there.
Yeah. Which would you say is your favorite convention, or like what's your top three or five that you regularly attend?
Well, I would have to say WonderCon is probably my like favorite because it was my first like convention that I cosplayed at. Mm-hmm. So it has the dear place in my heart.
Yeah.
I love Comic-Con, like SDCC, for a similar, like, it was always a con that had like really good vibes.
Yeah.
The after parties were always fun. But like, I don't know, recently, in recent years, I just kind of feel like the actual event itself is just like, kind of like, it's not as experiential as it used to be. Mm. It's not as like the big things don't happen there anymore. The after parties are still fun. It's still really good, like fun to go and like hang out and see friends that I haven't seen in a while. Yeah. But like, it's kind of like, you know. And then Anime Expo is like another really big like fun one because it's just like there's so many people and like all of your friends are there at once and you can be like, hi, I missed you.
So you thrive off like a lot of people being at the cons.
Yeah, I you know, unusually. Yeah. I wouldn't expect that, but I like there to be people there. Like I love a small con too, don't get me wrong. Like I came up in the cosplay world going to small cons all the time. There was one like every other weekend back then. Yeah.
Oof.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And that's I would make new costumes for.
Oh my god.
Most of them. Yeah. It was a time. It was a different time.
Yeah.
Different time.
Oof. It's like the goth clubs back then. Remember?
There were so many.
Every freaking one.
There was.
Day.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
There was like in like days of the weeks. There was like. Was it? There's Bar Sinister's always on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And then Sundays will be Malediction, right? That little in Koreatown. And then there's Compound or Club Kitties. Was it Club Kitties? Perversions. Club Hell. There was like so many.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And
a lot
there are not any. There's like really just Bar Sin now.
Yeah. And Dust Bunkers.
Dust Bunker does one like every month, right? Yeah. They used to do one every week, but
just not anymore.
Not anymore.
I feel like the pandemic really affected LA and club culture. Yeah. Like, I just don't. I mean, I'm not a big club girly, so like, I wasn't like an avid club goer before the pandemic, but I've definitely seen a lot of the spaces close down and not really get back to where it was before the pandemic. And I even feel like the city itself isn't really still back. Like, businesses still aren't open on Mondays. Like, there's a lot that aren't. Mm-hmm. Hours are still very strange at certain spots. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it was very interesting moving out here during that time and not really having a frame of like, oh, this isn't what LA normally is like. This is just a for now thing.
Yeah.
And then to see it not really go back is strange.
Yeah, I can imagine that, like, that feels a little jarring. Because, like, LA is kind of, like, it's always going. It's not, like, as going as New York City is, but, like, it was always, like, there's always something to do in LA.
Yeah.
But now it just feels, like, a little bit less than that.
Because I came out in 2019 and I did like a whole month model tour stay with Carlotta.
Hmm.
And like you said, there was something every night. There was like a red carpet here, a karaoke bar there, and then just like other events integrated in between. So like all day there'd be different things you go to meet different people. And back then it was called clout chasing. But now I feel like that's not around as much. Well, still kind of is, but not in my group anymore. Where you would just go all day to like go meet other people and like meet this director and this producer and go to this party. And I haven't really seen that era, which I'm glad clout chasing is kind of we've madurtered her. She's gone. She's in the back house. But it's the whole, like, community aspect. I don't know that I've really seen out here.
Yeah, it's I think it's gotten dispersed, definitely, because of the pandemic. Like, it's just, it's hard to hook up with, like, people and, like, get your schedules aligned now. Because, like, also some people are still scared to go out and, like, be in big groups and stuff. So it's just, like, like, there's also like nowhere to go if you all like want to go to something specific, and it's a whole thing.
That's why I'm surprised that you actually like when cons are busy, because there's so many cosplayers that I personally speak to, and you would know a lot of them too, that like they don't like when the con is packed. They're like, oh, Saturday, it's so stressful and people and bleh. And I'm like, isn't that kind of why we're here?
I like it. I like it. Like, you know, I don't spend all this time making this costume and putting my makeup on, which takes me like 3 or 4 hours, and like you know, out to the con floor just to have like nobody be there to be like, hey, that looks cool, and I take a picture. Like, the whole point is like, I want to go, I want to show off my work, and I want to be seen by people. You know, it's not like an attention like thing. It's not like I want like I'm validated by your attention. I like it. It's nice. But what I really want is to show off my art and to have people like who appreciate it or the character or like resonate with it somehow be like able to see it. Because to me, it's like walking art, you know, especially if you get it made by somebody or you make it. It's an expression, and you get to, you know, basically be like a walking art gallery when you're a cosplayer. So
yeah, I 100% agree with everything you said, except for the attention thing. I like attention. I'm not shy about that. I don't know if you all know. I mean, I think we all to some teeny tiny little degree love attention.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like that's the reason the conventions are so fun, is because you run into somebody and you're like, I love your outfit. No, I love your outfit. It's just like everybody complimenting each other. Now on the flip side though, there are a lot of talks, especially recently, with like how certain sides of the cosplay community is very toxic. And weirdly enough, I have never experienced that. Like, I've had a couple people be like, she's wearing Amazon outfits. But that was, like, when I first started.
Sure.
And who cares?
Yeah.
But, like, there's, like, a whole crowd that, like, does Dragon Con and, like, supports problematic people so that they can go to the cool Dragon Con parties. And I was like, what are they even talking about? Like, is that even really a thing? Like, the toxic side?
It is, definitely. But I, like, I try to stay out of it because, like, to me, I'm like, I don't need that kind of negative energy. We're playing dress up. We're all being nerds right now. Like, this is, like, it's not that serious. And if you're, like, if you need to, like, be, like, super elitist about other people's work or, like, how they have fun or choose to express themselves, like, I don't know. What does that say about you?
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm more interested in going and vibing and showing off my work and making new friends with people who, like, resonate with it. And, like, I don't care about all the drama. I spent too long in the drama. I don't care about it.
Yeah, I just didn't even know that existed. Like, I was scrolling on TikTok and people were like, oh, this person hangs out with that friend group even though he's a racist. And but, like, we just want to get into the cool Dragon Con parties. And I was like, what is this? Like, maybe I'm just really lucky that I met, like, the right people when I moved here. But I had no idea it was, like, there was a toxic crowd that just validates each other to go to cool parties. I was like, are we in junior high?
No, it's, I want to say it's the young people. they're doing this.
Is it the young people?
I mean, I think it's everybody, though. I think it's, like, not necessarily only the young people, but I you see it at every level, you know?
Costume
it's
just, clubs.
Yeah.
The costume clubs, like Star Wars 1, Star Trek, something like that. Like, there's that bratty snobbiness side to it, you know?
Yeah,
like, oh, maybe that's why I'm not in the fan groups for that. I joke around that I'm a fake Star Wars fan.
But you don't
it's my
to,
running shtick.
I like the posse, the group that we have.
Same.
As the friends, because, like, gosh, it's really hard to explain, but I think it's not that we're, like, super positive or radiant positive, but we just met each the right people introduced the right people to each other.
I agree, yeah.
And then that also helps with other people that are fans to see, oh, well, you don't just hang out with that one person that's horrible as a troll. Like, you surround yourself with like-minded, amazing, positive people. Mm-hmm. So that attracts more positive people.
Yeah.
Those positive people are actually scared and petrified of the crazy negative circles that are out there. Because there's a lot of negative things. People are like, I'm not going to con, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. They look at, there's more negatives than there are positives, and nobody highlights the positive. Because all you see on the internet is the negatives.
Mm-hmm. So. Love abundance, I think is what that's called.
Love abundance?
I think love abundance, when you like put love out, then love will come to you, so to speak. So if you attract positivity, positivity will come towards you, kind of thing.
Manifesting it.
I might have the wrong one, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, the rule of three. What you put out comes back to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, gosh, Cosmo said something, and I was going to ask you about it. Oh, no. What was it? You were saying, like, the people we hang out with are primarily positive. The circle of our friendship group, which is great. Mm-hmm. Oh, there was something, and then I totally lost it.
Oh, no.
Fans?
Well, I can tangent off that. So have you ever had any, like, weird fan interactions that you don't want to out the person for doing weird things, but something you could vaguely talk about?
Well, okay, so... I actually don't mind outing this person because it was really inappropriate. What they did was not good. So it was actually in my vampy costume, which, everyone.
Not in vamp.
In every other situation in that costume, mm-hmm. which is quite revealing.
Just a little.
Just a little bit.
Just tasteful.
Definitely so tasteful. In every other interaction in that costume I've had, it has been ultra respectful, mm-hmm. right? Like, everyone is, like, goes above and beyond, like, to try to make sure that, like, I don't feel, like, uncomfortable usually because, like, I am so exposed, right? And it's kind of vulnerable to be out in the world in that much or little fabric.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so everyone has always been really lovely. But this one guy at San Diego Comic-Con the year I wore it there, which was, I believe, last year.
Yeah.
I was standing there with a bunch of people taking my photos, right? Mm-hmm. And, we were in one of the hall walkways, not inside the con floor, but just not, like, right on the outside.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Standing there, there was a bunch of people taking photos. I was posing. I was, like, you know, having a fun time. Everyone was, like, really excited.
Yeah.
And a couple of people started trying to, like, come up and take photos with me, which is usually fine. I'm totally fine with that. So I take pictures with a couple of people, and then this one guy comes up, takes a picture with me, and he fully reaches around me and grabs my butt while he does it, and then grabs my boob while he does it, and, like, lands there. And I you know when you have, like, an out-of-body moment? And I've been,
did
like...
Did you kill him?
I wanted to.
Did you kill him?
I really wanted to. You know when, like, I've been touched at cons before, right? Like, mm-hmm. But it was, like, a while ago, back when people didn't really, like, have the cosplay as non-consent thing
right.
going in their heads. And, like, even still here and there, you still get the grazes and you still get the nudges and whatever. And you're like, okay, like, mm-hmm. I can, like, conceive that this might have been an accident.
Sometimes it's harmless.
Exactly. Sometimes it's just like, oh, I accidentally brushed something wrong or whatever. Totally fine. This was not. This was purely intentional, right? And so I turned to him and I was just like, excuse me, what do you think you're doing? And I yelled it in front of all of these people. There must have been like 50 people just like right there looking at him. And he was just like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't. And I'm like, what do you mean you're sorry? Mm-hmm. You did that on purpose. Mm-hmm. I have people who watched you do that. I don't understand what you think this is gonna do for you, dude. And yeah. I just, like, dressed him down. I was like, how dare you touch somebody like that without their consent? You have no idea, like, what kind of, like, message you're sending to people. This is not okay. Somebody go get security. They got security. Yep. That guy got kicked out. It was great. It was very empowering to get to dress that man down in front of
public. Oh, my. Damn. Yes. 10 out of 10.
But, you know, it's just like... Ugh. It's a, there's a level of respect that you need to have. You don't need to touch. You can look. That's what I'm there for. But you don't need to touch. And the audacity that
the audacity
had.
Horse that man was
the
on.
The audacity.
I would have killed him.
I was so close.
I'm glad you did. You verbally did. It was great.
I did. He sent me an email like a few weeks later because he got in, like, he got banned, I think, from like... Yeah. San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And he sent me an email and he was like, he did this whole like groveling thing of like, I'm so sorry. I just really feel so bad. Like, you can be so mad at me. You can hate me. Like, I deserve that. And I'm like, I do kind of. I don't hate you. I'm not going to waste my energy on that.
Yeah.
But like, I'm like, it's just so disrespectful. Like, the fact that you had the audacity to do it. And I was just like,
it's just gross.
I'm not going to respond to you because that's exactly what you want.
Yep.
But the fact you want to come and grovel to me is just insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
I can't. I just, ugh, that irks me so much to my core. I just, which is so strange because like you had said, usually in Vamp, I love wearing Vamp because no one will touch me.
Yeah.
They purposefully like put their hands behind their backs. They'll like, I'll, you know, have them do like an arm folded pose. Like usually... People, even women, are very respectful of when we're in Vamp.
Yep.
But for someone to do not only just a booty grab, but a chest grab on top, like, no, absolutely not.
It's like, also, you think I wouldn't have felt that? It was a full, like...
Jesus.
I was like, dude.
Gross, like, bro! In front of people?
Right, in front of a lot of people. Like,
I
a lot
can't.
Of people.
I just...
Are you guys down to have, like, a topic or a discussion about that on the Cosmo show?
Yeah.
Cosplay style consent and then like sexual harassment and then how to approach cosplayers.
Yeah. I mean, I wrote a whole song about it. Consent is a Woman.
Yeah.
Check it out on Spotify. Not to plug myself in Ash's episode, but.
No, plug yourself.
Yes. I would love to be a part of that because I worked for Disney World and that was also another big point of contention because one of the friends of princesses that I was Jasmine. And that was also another very. Controversial costume and would get a lot of attention. But I weirdly, even in that outfit, was able to control my environment. And I think when you have control over the environment, which is what you did when you were like, don't touch me, how dare you do that in front of all these people. When you do that, it makes people respect you and kind of, I don't want to say fear you, but in a way, they then learn that they can't mess with you.
Oh, yeah.
No. And it's so important.
Oh, yeah.
The fear is definitely important.
I mean, like, having a little bit of fear about being, like, called out for, like, bad behavior should, like, if you're going to want to participate in that, it should make you a little bit fearful to then do that again.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I really hope that that guy learned from this to not do that to any other people in cosplays, maybe similarly. You know, revealing.
Yeah.
Because, like, at the very end of the day, that's what I would want from that situation is not to have it not happen. Like, that would be great. Can't go back in time. But I would want him to understand that that is a huge boundary cross and he cannot do that. So hopefully another girl doesn't get touched
for
in that way.
I agree.
No, I love it. It pisses me off. If I was there and saw that, I just would have, like,
nuts. My handler, God bless him, he ran after and like grabbed him and dragged him over to the
security.
Yeah.
To like, you're coming with me by the ear.
That's those are some of the topics I want to address about having a handler, but also some kind of protection, and then also calling people out on their bullshit and like not brush it off, be loud, be public about it, and make every, because it's like bringing back public executions. If you see what's happening to the guy that stole some shit, hopefully it'll make you think twice before you steal something, you know?
Yeah, my gosh, public executions, cosplay style.
I'm gonna make it my Valentine's episode for the Cosby Show.
Oh, that's so romantic. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, I definitely want to be in on that.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Although I haven't had like an incident lately where anyone's done anything like that to me, thankfully, but like Dang. That, like, enrages me so much.
It was just the audacity of it. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Really, bro? You're ruining this for everybody else. Now I'm not going to take pictures with people anymore if this keeps happening. Like,
yeah.
Which is not the case. I still will. But, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It just, like, makes you think, like, oh, like, do I actually want to open myself up to that because this one person, mm-hmm. like, ruined it for the rest of everybody?
Yeah, I also wanted to, like, kind of wrap my brain around, there was a time, this was what I was going to ask you earlier, and now it's finally coming back to me.
Full circle.
Piggybacks off this. Good brain. There was a time where, because you and I both shoot with the same photographer, mm-hmm. he had mentioned that you weren't going to be doing conventions anymore.
Yeah.
And I had wondered if that sort of scenario, which obviously it happened once you started doing them again, mm-hmm. but if something like that was the reason you were deterred from going or you didn't want to go anymore.
I think at that time I was just like, it was like right after COVID, I think mm-hmm. stopped being like as like dangerous and scary. And I was just like, I don't know if I have it in me. It's so exhausting sometimes to do like a whole weekend of stuff
yeah.
and like have a new costume. I was like, I don't know. I was kind of feeling burnt out from cosplay at that point because like I spent like all of COVID mm-hmm. just like making costumes that I shot by myself
yeah.
in my house. And it was not as fun as like the social aspect of cosplay, which is like I would cosplay with my friends and we would go to conventions and like hang out and stuff. And I was like, yeah, and I think I'm burnt out from this because, like, a lot of my friends who I used to do that with don't really do it as much anymore.
Right.
So, like, what's the point? Making new friends, that's the point.
Yeah,
but I think,
yeah.
You know, I was just, like, deep in this, like, kind of burnout that I was just like, I don't really see the point. Like, I don't know. Maybe I hang up my cape and, like, go about my merry little way. I'm glad that I didn't because I still love going to cons. Like, I think the next con that I went to really, like, cemented that like, oh, this is why you were doing this. It's just mm-hmm. for your friends to meet the people who like appreciate the work that you do and
right.
all of that. So I think I was just, you know, I forgot.
Yeah, because I remember him telling me that and I was genuinely so surprised because mm-hmm. I was like, what do you mean? That's the reason I know you from doing an event. And like for my own selfish reasons, I was just like, what do you mean? But you have to come back and do more. Why? You can't leave. So I don't know. It was very shocking for me to hear that, especially like because I didn't really know you very well back then. Like you were just like a photo,
mm-hmm.
you know, even mm-hmm. after I had talked to the photographer that we knew. I was like, yeah, I mean, we've shot together a couple of times, but I didn't really have a gauge on like your personality.
Yeah.
But I remember just being shocked by that information. So I am glad that you jumped like headfirst back in.
Me too.
Even for that guy to give you a nice little grab and shame him.
You know, it's a little collateral damage, but it was worth it.
So where can everybody find you on socials? That way they can give you some love.
You can find me at Ashlyn Day on Instagram. I am Ashlyn Day on TikTok. I am Ashlyn Day on Blue Sky.
Hey,
Ashlyn underscore Day on Twitter. I am on Patreon as well, Ashlyn Day. I'm on the only of the fans on Ashlude Day. So it's a different spelling, but if you type it in, you'll find it. I have my own website as well, so you can go to ashlynday.com. Everything will be there for you.
Nice. Yeah. So be sure to go hit all the buttons for Ash. Thank you so much for coming on this episode.
Thank you.
Before we leave, though, for those of you that are interested, we do have a Patreon, and the lowest tier starts at $5, but even if you could just sign up and join us, it's free to watch like a couple of free episodes. There's a Halloween free episode and a Christmas free episode, so go make a profile on Patreon and come watch those. But I'm going to be reading this Am I the A-hole to Ash over there, so if you want to pay $5 to hear her answer, this is the title of it, but I'll actually dive into it when we do Patreon. Am I the a-hole for winning a cosplay contest with the help of fake boobs?
Hold on.
We're going to unpack that on Patreon.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
Thank you, Cosmo from the Cosmo Network, for
Thank
joining
you.
Us as well.
No worries.
Be sure to subscribe to his channel as well. And remember to stay DeLulu because it's the Salulu.
Woo.
Bye, everybody.